Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, right here in our beautiful Clearwater Beach studios in Clearwater, Florida. And I'm here with a very special VIP guest. She's been at our station as well, Patsy with a Z. You know, Hollywood Connections gets a lot of writers and people that want to get into movies and, you know, oh, I want to write a book. I don't know what to do. Well, I've got the expert next to me, so stay tuned because you don't want to miss this show. Welcome, Patsy with a Z.
Well, thank you so much, Dawn. It's such a really a thrill to be on the program, and I, you know, I'm wearing a little bling today. I don't usually wear bling in the middle of the day, but I wanted to because I really want to celebrate your program too.
Thank you.
You are doing such a wonderful job. I know that you reach out to the film community and all of the entertainers who come to town. I mean, everybody gets to know you. You are active, and that's the important thing, you know, in this business.
Yes,
and when there are so many actors out there, producers, they're looking for product because in the end, you have to have a product. And I, you know, as the host and creator of a radio program that is broadcast right here from TAM Talk Network called Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who want to write and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. So I do this program because I want to help authors. I want to give them the opportunity to find more readers, but I also want to, I hope, and I've been doing this for quite a while now, you know, I just celebrated the 6th anniversary. Can you believe that?
Wow. And what days are you here?
Well, I'm here on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Right. At what time?
From 11 to 12 every Tuesday and Thursday. I would love to be here from 11 to 12 every day of the week because I love it so much. And what I love is that I have this opportunity to help authors. You know, of course, I speak to global best-selling authors. David Baldacci's been on the program 7 or 8 times. I'm losing count. You know, he's been on so often.
Wow.
You know, Mary Higgins Clark. Many of these authors have been on many times, and they've become friends over the years. And I've just had a wonderful time. I've spoken to over 300 New York Times best-selling authors.
Wow.
11 Mystery Writer of America Grandmasters.
That's, and you had my favorite, Paula Poundstone, on.
Yes, and that's what I was going to say, celebrities. I have so many celebrities who come on the program because, you know, they write their books, and when they write a book, they are like everybody else. They need a place to promote the book.
Exactly.
And so that's what I do with Joy on Paper. And I think we are the two of us are doing such great work trying to help people that we really do have to network and help each other, because I know that I like you, I'm sure you are a visual person. You are a film person. When you read a book, you can see it in your head. Is that right?
Right, I do.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what happens to me. If I read a book and it really hits me, and I can, after like five pages or so, I'm saying, I know it's a book. I know I'm looking at the book, but it's a movie in my head.
Right.
That's so exciting.
Well, you know, even though I've had so many people that I've talked to where their book has become a movie, and look at the movie Adrift, The Lady Went Out to Sea, and her became a book and a movie. Also, we had the lady from Breakthrough. I got to get her on your movie. You're going to do movie of your week on your show. She actually, her son had died and was clinically dead, and her book is called Breakthrough.
Yeah.
So these are other people we're going to filter over to you as well.
Exactly. That's what I want to do, that we help each other and really help promote the talent that we have out there who need really an opportunity to get noticed and get seen. Now, I know you, because, and one of the wonderful things about you, you do go to all of these film events. Well, I don't know how many are now, right now. It's a little bit hard, but generally speaking, once everything opens up, I know you're at every event, and you're meeting producers out there. You're meeting people in the industry, and they are looking for product, and sometimes they don't know where to look.
Right.
And that's why when I have some books that I think, oh, gee, I want this to be a film. I want to see it. You know, you get tired when you're looking at all the things online, and you see all those little squares, and you go square after square after square, and there's nothing you want to watch.
Right.
And then I have some books that should be, without a doubt, would be wonderful films. Now, and I know that because, you know, I was in Hollywood. I had three of my spec scripts were optioned.
Right.
And they appeared in the Hollywood Reporter, which is great, you know. And
wow. I'm congratulations. Really,
it was wonderful, and I'm so happy that it happened before my father passed away. So he got to see and go waving around the Hollywood Reporter, and he said, you know, my baby's in the Hollywood Reporter, but, you know, she's going to have a film. But, of course, anybody who listens to your program knows that there's a thing called turnaround in Hollywood, and
right.
They turn around and turn around. And a terrible thing happened. In 2008, I was set, we were producing a film for Debbie Reynolds. I wrote it for Debbie Reynolds.
I love Debbie Reynolds.
It was called Sunshine Pilot. We were already scheduled to start filming. We had gotten at that time, Florida was giving wonderful tax breaks to people.
Right.
So we had gotten a $3 million tax break for the film, a wonderful budget. We had everything lined up. We were supposed to start filming at the end of December of 2008. Debbie Reynolds was excited. She had been out earlier. We had scouted the location, which was going to be Fantasy of Flight. Have you ever been there? It was Fantasy of Flight.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. They're on the way to Orlando, a wonderful place with antique airplanes.
Right.
And Herman Weeks is the owner, and he was going to fly some of his own planes in the film.
Wow.
So we had everything lined up. We were so excited. I mean, we were just shaking with anticipation. And then the bottom dropped out of the stock market in 2008.
Oh, no.
And you remember that.
Yeah.
And anybody in Florida who owned property at the time remembers that, because everything just collapsed here.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the financing collapsed. Oh, and literally overnight, people who were putting money into the film were broke. I mm-hmm. mean, some of it, you know, these are people who own enormous amount of stock. And they're like, they were in shock. So we couldn't get it back for 2008. And next few years were really rough financially for people. And then by the time we could, by then Debbie Reynolds was too old to mm-hmm. get insurance. We couldn't get insurance because she was 80% of the film. The
right.
film was based around her as a former World War II pilot, you know, flying here just outside of Orlando. So we couldn't get the financing. But I will say, you know, we stayed friends and we talked over the years. And one of the last interviews she did was right here on Joy on Paper. She called.
Aww.
She called the program a few days before Carrie passed away. She called the program to wish my listeners a happy new year.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I mean, it was so touching, and I just.
You know, that's like when Kelly Preston, when I met her at the station when she was here with Christy Alley, her event, and she tweeted our photo. And I was like, that was, you know, when the celebrities do an extra step like that, that is really awesome. That you, that just touches my heart and your heart as well.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've had the opportunity to know some really wonderful people in the business. And then, as I said, in Hollywood, one of the things I did was I was given books to turn into scripts. Which is, I can tell you, for anybody who's been given, you know, a 350-page book and you're set, they tell you, turn this into a script.
And people, I have to tell you, because I've dealt with this, let me kind of alliterate on a couple things that I had talked to, a couple film directors, like the lady from Breakthrough, she was at TBN and somebody saw her and said, I want to do a movie on you. She didn't have to pay for anything. Now, there are film directors I talked to in the last 2 months, because I'm trying to work on a horse movie, and they want somebody to put some money up front. Now, I did talk to a film director locally, and he said, if you do $50,000, we can do this movie if you raise the money. So there were a lot of different aspects I've been doing some research on with film directors, and you know, some are saying, hey, I may take this project, we may pay it on the end, and we'll figure that out. So there's a lot of different avenues to different film directors and how they work.
Oh yeah, oh there are, and you have to be careful out there. I mean, I was lucky, my films were optioned, which is a lovely word actually. Optioned in the Hollywood sense is you get some money. So
right.
I got money for so much. And then sometimes they're re-optioned because they're optioned for a length of time, usually 1 year, 2 years maximum. But they have the option for a year. And in that year, they have to find the financing. If they don't find the financing, they might be close. They might have found half the financing. When the year comes up, if they still want to do it, they have mm-hmm. to pay you a little bit more. Not the whole amount, but mm-hmm. they have to pay you. So Clive Cussler told me one time, he said, you know, I have made more money on options on one of his books. It was optioned like 20 times.
Oh.
They kept wanting to make it. Somebody would come along and say, we want this, and it's going to be a great movie. And then 6 months later, and he gave them short options. You know, 6 months, get the money, and don't, you know.
Do you write books into scripts? Is that something that else you do, or?
Well, no, I write scripts. I take books and write the scripts, which is the opposite, you know, which is fun. But for authors, sometimes it can be devastating because it depends on the book. That's why mm-hmm. the books that I'm going to recommend today are books that would be easy to write a screenplay for.
Are they locally here?
Well, some are local, mostly local. The reason I chose local is, one, you can invite them on the program.
Right.
I think you would enjoy talking to them. Two, I picked books that I think are easy to turn into a film, not high budget films. And you have to remember, small budget films can make a lot of money.
Right.
I mean, all we have to do is think about My Big Fat Greek Wedding. I mean, that film has made a fortune.
Right.
And it was a low budget film, and the person who wrote it is the actress. You realize the actress.
I met her back in West Palm, and she was telling me how she produced it.
And she produced it, and
she did it herself.
She did it herself.
Right.
Because nobody else wanted it.
Right, exactly. Do it yourself.
Do it yourself. So this can happen. But for a lot of you out there, the actors and actresses that are on your program, it is good if they can attach themselves to a script, to a book that can turn into a script. And because this, again, what you need all the time when you meet Hollywood people, when you meet producers, you need something to talk about. You mm-hmm. need something to intrigue them. And so I wanted to pick a few books that are, again, these are local
yes.
authors. And one of them, the one that hit me right the minute I got the idea of, you know, being on your program, who I would recommend, is a book called The Last Exit to Montauk. This is written by a Tampa author named Philip Vega. Now, this book, I remember, I can even now see myself when I sat down to read it.
Right.
It's a local book, a self-published book. So, you know, it's different from, you know, a big, you know, New York Times publication kind of thing. You know, it's you can tell that it's self-published. And you never know. Some mm-hmm. some are great and some not so great. And I'm reading it, and about, really, I think I was like 3 pages in. There was a scene in the supermarket, in public supermarket. that is so good. I'm not going to give it away, but I'll tell you, if you read that scene, one, you will want to shoot it. You just want to shoot it so badly. Two, you'll never forget it, and you'll never walk into a grocery store without thinking of Philip Vega.
I mean, oh, how fun.
It is so good. And, you know, this is now like 3 or 4 years since I read it. I can still see it in my head. It's a simple story. You know, there's tropes all films that basically they're all like we have 6 different ones,
right?
And this one is, of course, a girl meets boy, in this case boy meets girl, and you know, that's, you have 100,000 of those films, but there's some differences here. One, it is set in the 80s and it is interracial marriage, relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And Hispanic and white, you know, which now nowadays, of course, isn't that big a deal. But in the 80s, it was.
Mm-hmm.
And but the parts, the two parts, the actors who get these parts are going to be like, they're going to be so happy because the Hispanic boy, you know, teenage boy, we need a nice actor, handsome, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old, going to play a high school kid. And the girl, blonde, blue-eyed, you know, really an ingenue part, like a dream part for
right.
for an upcoming actress. So they're just fun. They really great part for this. Lots of nice scenes, you know.
Oh, so is the script already done?
No. This is the book.
This
is the book.
This is the book.
It's called Last Exit from Montauk. And Montauk is out there.
And where can they buy this book?
Well, it's wherever books are sold.
Perfect.
It's, you know, online. And I'll give you all the connections to these so you
can we'll put it up there for everybody.
Yeah, because now, Montauk is a place in Long Island. And, of course, in those days, now, the boy is Hispanic. And one would expect in those days, people, of course, expected the mother of the boy to be a maid or, you know, a domestic or a waitress or something. But she's actually a famous pediatrician. You know,
okay.
She's somebody.
Okay.
And so the actress, the Hispanic actress who could do this part, I mean, would run away with it. It's the kind of part that in the hands of the right type of actress, somebody, you know, Wanda Sykes when she was young, kind of. This part is just fantastic. She's got the mother is smart, intelligent, and she got a little bit of a potty mouth, but it's all done in Spanish, so most of us would understand it. Oh, no, only all Hispanic people would understand it. So, but she's a character. She's wonderful. I mean, I would love to meet a Hispanic actress who would just grab this part and run away with it. Just
I know a couple of them.
So that's exactly what I'm saying. You have to find somebody who says, okay, let's read this book, Last Exit to Montauk by Philip Vega. And it's not a script yet, although Philip's written a script. But again, in Hollywood, it's always there's always another script writer. There's always a professional comes
in. Well, I just talked to a filmmaker 2 days ago, and he was saying that sometimes if you have a synopsis, sometimes a synopsis, they don't even read it of a film to try to get funding for it. And so he's working on a script as well. But, you know, they all want to see a script before they give you financing on some of them.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a big thing, and people don't realize that. You know, just because you're an author, writer, a script for movies is completely different. And I talked to a casting director, Bobby Hill. We were in an intense conversation on that. I could hook you up with her. And she does, you know, a lot of films herself locally here. But I get what you're saying. It sounds like it would be amazing. And so the next step is, who's going to write their script? You are?
Well, no. I want this it needs to be produced properly by a real production company that has some experience. The nice thing, it is really a simple, from the point of view of filming, it wouldn't be an expensive shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think.
Like a low budget.
It's a low budget film.
Right.
And it could be done so beautifully with the right actors, as I said, two young people who are someday going to be really famous. You know, you have that feeling sometimes when you see a young actress
right.
or a young actor, you say, Ah, yes.
I had that back in the days on Jenny Jones' show when I had a lot of actors, and I knew that Rachel Lampa would take off, and she's a Christian artist now. Yeah.
And I put her on. Feeling. So, with in the hands of the right producer, a really good, somebody who has some vision, and with a proper actress, and that's why, to get a film financed, you need, you know, they generally speaking, they want one good actor in the film. I mean, that's literally all they need.
Right.
They want one good actor. If they can, the money people, the people who give you money, they look at that. They say, well, do you have a name? You need a name. Any name. You know, we don't care who it is. Just have a name. You know, Robin Williams. They attached Robin Williams to Good Will Hunting. Mm-hmm. You remember that? Now, the budget was $10 million. Half the budget was his salary.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but immediately they could get financing. In this case, if we had a Hispanic actress who had some credits already, maybe she's not going to be the superstar yet, but has this credit, the credibility, professionalism. Because nobody is going to invest in a film unless they know it's handled by real professionals.
Right, right.
So a film like this, Last Exit to Montauk by Philip Vega, is a book that I would suggest you recommend to any Hispanic people you meet, producers, and because they can just jump on it.
Well, you know, I was just at Sunscreen Film Festival, and at the end of the show, we're going to have a 3-minute interview. I'll be playing all the interviews on the air here next week as well. I met so many producers from Taiwan, New York, Alabama, Florida. I mean, they're from all over the place. And that Sunscreen Film Festival was just ended on Sunday. But also coming up, we have Gasparilla Film Festival. You need to be involved in this stuff and go network with these producers and get their cards and talk to them and say, would you be interested? That's what I did. I have a guy named Marcos. Did he call you yet?
Yes, he did.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. About his book?
Yeah.
From being a drug lord to serving the Lord?
Yes.
And now what he's doing is he's taking his book, and we're trying to find him some film directors, and I think I found him one at Sunscreen. And the guy, I'd have to find out, you know, if the guy wants us to find the money or they do. But that's the whole thing. You have to go out and network. And he's going to be at the International Christian Film Festival with a table with me in May 19th through the 22nd. And he's promoting his book, things that you tell everybody on your show. Get out there, sell your book. But I do have to announce that I was so excited that I've been blessed that I've been nominated for Best Talk Show Host and Best Talk Show for the International Christian Film Festival. This is the first time in 4 years for both nominations. And I'm so excited. I'm just thrilled. And if you go to internationalchristianfilmfestival.com, you can even do a documentary on your life or any of these films, Joy. Patsy, Joy on paper. She's always full of joy. And, you know, you should do something with yourself. I want to go back. When I met Robert Evans of Paramount Pictures before he passed away, we were in the paper all over Palm Beach, and he said some of the films right now, people are shooting on their iPhones, and they're making movies on Netflix. And the Jabba brothers that are close in town, if you ever want a meeting with them, they are experts in getting their film on Netflix and all the Prime videos. They're fabulous. They give seminars on this. And the Jabba brothers, Brian Jalbert, and they have a big convention that comes up once a year. So I'll make sure that you're on their list for that.
Yeah, good, because this is what we want. We want to get really good books in the hands of producers and actors and actresses who want to go ahead and have a product to be proud of and to promote.
Right.
You know, there are so many. There are so many books.
We have a couple questions. Yeah. I know Christy Boyles is saying we have a lot of great authors as well that she wants to send over to you. I've got a guy on Clapper saying, I would like for my book to be published. And can they call in on your show to do that?
Well, they should send me an email.
Okay.
Patsy.radio@gmail.
Okay, wait, tell everybody that again.
So send me an email, patsy.radio@gmail, and I will be happy to look at it. If you have the book already published, you have to send it to me. I read all the books that I
was going to ask you, I know, it'll be about 5 minutes before, we have one of our sponsors that popped in here from the Himalaya Salt Cave. If you haven't been there, oh my gosh.
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, we have to go. It's so amazing. For those of you joining, I just have to shout out, because did we play that commercial in the beginning? Let's go to that right now and take a quick break. Whoa. I'll be right back. She owns the Himalaya Salt Cave in Palm Harbor.
Oh, wow.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TV
PSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
And at the end of the show, we have one of our sponsors here, and I've been there, and I would tell you, and I'll tell you when I tell you, when she comes on the air here in about 20 minutes. So back to Patsy. So I just gave you that card. What do you think of that?
Oh, wow, that sounds like fun.
I know, Patsy. It's amazing.
I think I need that. It sounds relaxing.
It is so relaxing, and I'll tell you a little bit of how I felt after going there before the film festival, and I'll tell you that here in 20 minutes. So everybody stay tuned because you don't want to hear my testimony. It's amazing. You do want to hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
I do want to hear it.
Yeah.
So you have how many other authors that we have to go through?
Well, I wanted to talk about it. You know, again, authors often wonder how can I get something like a television series? Now, all of us have seen, you know, the Hallmark Channel. Mm-hmm. And I had on my program recently Barbara Hinsky. Mm-hmm. And she wrote a novella, actually, that was picked up by Hallmark. And they ran with it. And turned it into a Hallmark movie.
So that's going to be a lot of questions people will start asking me. Did she have to pay for that, or did they just pick her up?
Oh, no. You don't pay. They pay you.
Right. Some do. Some do. But some producers, if they want a movie or something, like I have a friend that's trying.
Generally speaking, and this is the best policy, is they should pay you. Okay? If you have a book, you need it optioned. They can't just write a screenplay based on your book unless you have an option, mm-hmm. a signed contract. Do not ever, ever give somebody your book and say, oh, write a script and see if I like it. No. Mm-hmm. You can lose everything. I hate to say this. I don't want to scare everybody. But the reason that I am here on the west coast of Florida instead of the west coast of California is
we have better waters and warmer?
No. No. You have better lawyers. I made the mistake. I was young, enthusiastic, and I believed. And I believed in somebody very famous, and I gave them my script.
No.
And, oh, yeah. And not only did they love the script, I mean, they loved it so much that you've seen it. You've seen it many times. It is a famous movie now. Unfortunately, person put their own name on it.
Oh, no.
And I was young, and I hired, well, of course, the minute I knew that it was happening, I hired a lawyer, a young guy, just out of law school. He was enthusiastic. He knew. I mean, we had the proof. This is
right.
I wrote it. I mean, it was my story.
Oh.
And it was so beautiful. And he was going to go, oh, he's going to win this case. You know, we're going to make money. It's his first case, first big case. We're going to make money. We're going to sue Hollywood. You don't sue Hollywood. I'm going to tell you this. He was so cute. He was really so cute. I think it was his first grown-up suit, now that I look at. We had a conference in the other parties' legal offices, which was one entire floor.
Okay.
In Hollywood. We walked into this conference room, And there were, like...
How old were you about?
I was in my 20s.
Okay.
And I was... There was, like, there was six lawyers on one side. And I walked in with this cute little guy. And he took one look at those six lawyers. He looked around at the Persian carpets on the floor, the view of Hollywood. And all I just looked at him. And he sort of turned pale. And I realized, he wants to be on that side of the table.
Ah.
He doesn't want to be on my side of the table. And things went downhill from there.
Because,
I mean, he couldn't fight them. You can't fight six Hollywood lawyers. Not a chance.
Yeah.
So I had to settle, which was ridiculous, for a ridiculous amount, with a confidentiality clause.
How did they get your script?
Oh, I trusted the person. Oh, I gave it.
Oh, oh.
I mean, I gave it because the person just loved it, and yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
you don't do that.
Yeah.
And it was sad. It was. Let's just put it this way. It was a sad outcome.
You know, Patsy, I had the same thing. I was young, in my 20-ish. Yeah, I'm going back, and I had a video series on pageant training, and these guys were like, "Hey, I'm production. I'll do this for you, and we'll help market you." Well, apparently, they were marketing me, and I saw my ads in Pageantry Magazine and all the stuff, but not my picture on it. They were getting all the money. So,
yeah.
You know, you learn those lessons.
Well, you do. And, yeah. If anybody listens to Joy on Paper, which is on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to noon, one of the things is every month, one program a month, I have Bill Larson from Larson & Larson. He is an intellectual property lawyer, mm-hmm. and he knows his business. He's a member of AIPLA. If you are going to sign anything, if you are going to give away anything, you must have an intellectual property lawyer do it.
Yes.
Never a family lawyer, never a real estate lawyer, never, nobody else, because it is so convoluted. An example, you know, Lee Child has been on my program several times,
mm-hmm.
and everybody knows he wrote Jack Reacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Jack Reacher. And he went ahead, and at one point, Tom Cruise wanted to play Jack Reacher. Now, I don't know if you've read Jack Reacher books, but in the books, Jack Reacher looks like Lee Child. 6'5", 220 pounds, and blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tom Cruise is not 6'5",
right,
but he
right.
wanted that part. And so, you know, at the time, Lee Child was famous, but not that famous. And he sold rights to Tom Cruise. Now, generally speaking, when you sell movie rights on a book, that they're gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
You have no rights ever again to the character or anything else. You can keep writing the books, but that's gone. But it shows you if you have a brilliant lawyer. And luckily, Lee Child had been in the television business in England
mm-hmm.
before he became, you know, Lee Child. And he had a brilliant lawyer who put in a clause that if Lee didn't like the way things were going, he could get them back. Well, of course, at that time, there was no streaming video. Nobody knew about streaming video.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as you know, I'm sure anybody's listening to streaming video, he bought the rights back. And now they're going to have a streaming video of Jack Reacher programs.
Wow.
It's going to make billions. I mean, it's going to run forever. And there are going to be so many episodes because he's written 25 books. There are so many episodes, and it's
you know what I wanted to do? Maybe you could help me with this, or if this is a thought list. When I was a kid, I would be in the car. And remember old-time radio that you'd hear the stories on the air, and then you'd have to wait till next week to hear the rest of it? Yeah, it was, what was that called? It was like, you know, story time on the radio. And I've wanted to do that with some producers out there, or come up with once in a while and do have some actors here and make some sounds.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so if there's like a short book or some story we can come up with and bring
it
to the radio.
Actually, I've got some. So that's why I'm really getting very enthusiastic of, I'm starting a little section on my webpage called Patsy's Picks for Flicks. And books that I think should be films. And one of them is it's a series, actually, and by Carol J. Perry. She's a local author. She's written a series called The Witch City Mysteries, and they're based in Salem. And they have a little bit of paranormal in it, a little mystery. They're ideal for Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And she She was my first guest in the studio.
Wow.
It's really quite amazing. 5-6 years ago, she was my first guest in the studio, and she's now finished her 11th book. And so so it's really thrilling for me to be able to say that, well, after 11 books, she's ready.
Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
I'm choking on ice cube. I'm good.
Okay, you're good. Well, well, Carol J. Perry's books would make just a wonderful, wonderful series on the Hallmark Channel. And I'm so hoping that, again, a producer will come along and say, yeah, we need some new product. You know, we just need new product. And I've got some other series coming up, like Rita Moreau's series, Ghost and Camper Kooky Mysteries. And she's got a book coming out called Wheeler Dealer, and that's going to be coming out soon. And there are so many of these wonderful, wonderful authors who are writing books. My goodness, are you okay?
I'm good.
You're good. You're choking here.
I have like this like Kool-Aid thing in here, too.
Yeah.
And it must be like tickling my throat, but I'm good.
Okay, you're good. Knock you out. But this is what I'm saying, that there are wonderful books out there. If you listen to my program, when I think a book would make a great film, I immediately start talking about it.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to have you come in, you know, maybe every couple of weeks and talk about what film book would be great to invest in film. And then I can promote that. We have a lot of film directors, producers, agents, casting directors watching, and we have the opportunity to open the door for you. We don't promise anything. It's up to you and your talent.
That's it.
And, you know, and I'm not one of these. I used to run big stages with model productions and worked for every modeling school around. And now we're going to be bringing a lot of talent, more singers to the air. Waves. We have a film director. Actually, he's done 4 movies on Prime next week. And so these are questions like I can write them and say, you know, are you looking for a new project? And see what they say.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, I just want to mention one other book before I go. It's called Worthy McGuire by Tim McGee. Tim McGee is a local author. This book, Worthy McGuire, is a book about a veteran. Wonderful, wonderful book. The script would be so much fun to write. So easy and so much fun.
We need a screenwriter out there as well to work with you. No,
well, no, you need the producer first. You don't want screenwriters just. You want somebody who's an option.
I had talked to Bobby Hill Casting, and Bobby said you need a script before you promote it to the producers.
Oh,
and so a lot of people have different versions of that.
If you need a script, you need a script, but nobody can write your script unless they option the book. So,
right.
You know, unless they're going to pay you money to option your book. Screenwriters option books.
Right.
I've optioned.
That's really good news, because there's a lot of people that are wanting to know about that.
Yeah, I optioned a book about the Vietnam War, but I paid that author. I said, I want that. I was never able to get the financing for it. Well, that, again, was around that 2008, 2009, and I couldn't get financing.
Mm-hmm.
But never give your book away without getting an option. You make money.
And having a lawyer on your show makes a huge difference.
Yes.
Is he reasonable?
Oh, he's reasonable. He will give you a free consultation, first of all. Bill Larson is the best. And why?
Is he an entertainment attorney as well?
Entertainment and all intellectual property. He represents a lot of talent, too. And the important thing is you need somebody who knows the law.
Exactly.
It's very complicated. And believe me, some very famous people have been ripped. I'm not famous, but some very famous people have been ripped off because the lawyers in Hollywood are great. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful.
And he's local here.
He's local.
That is so fabulous. Patsy,
I know you have. You want to bring in?
Well, I do, Margaret.
No, I'm gonna leave you, and I'm gonna just say bye bye to you, and thank you so much for letting me be on Joy on Paper.
She is Joy on Paper.
I am Joy on Paper. For letting me be on. Done. Reese's Hollywood Connection. Don Reese's Hollywood Connection is you. As I said, you have done such a wonderful, wonderful job with the program, and I know the wonderful thing for the community also.
Well, you know, thank you. You know, when I'm at a film festival, can you bring Margaret in here, Tommy? When I'm at a film festival, I ask people, are you ready to do a new film? There's always questions. Are you looking for scores for movies? Are they looking to get, you know, their next project? And I've got one. And in just a minute, let's go to Marcos's, the one I just sent you. This was a gentleman that I met, and I'm going to hook him up with this other gentleman. And I'm going to talk to him about maybe helping him with his movie and see what happens. So that's kind of in the works. And I know Tommy, my engineer, is going to do that. I'd like you to meet this amazing woman.
Well, I'll say hello to her on my way out.
Yes, yes. And her name is Margaret.
Again, thank you so much, Don Reese, Hollywood Connection.
Thank you, Patsy with a Z. And we love her show. I'll tell you, when you're driving and you want to hear about books and authors and people want to know, Patsy, give your email one more time because they're asking me how can they get a book published? The questions are coming in. How do you write a book? How do you start it? We got to have you come back and talk about that.
Okay, it's patsy.radio@gmail.com. Send me your questions and I'll get right back to you.
Awesome. And maybe you can talk to them on the air about that as well. Very cool. Patsy, it's been a pleasure. Let's go to that interview. I'll be right back with our sponsor. Hi, Don Reese. I'm back with the filmmaker of the movie Marcos, and you're in Miami as well?
Yes, I am. From Fort Lauderdale, actually.
Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. Okay. So what I'd like to do is find out where your film is at, what your website is.
Yeah, the website is marcusthemovie.org. You can also see it on, you know, or find it on Facebook and Instagram, just Marcus_film. And our film right now is at Sunscreen Film Festival, of course, but it's going to Myrtle Beach and, Vero Beach and a bunch of other beaches.
Very exciting. What is the movie about?
A movie is about mental health and the stigma behind it. It's a man suffering through with depression and his daily lives, how it affects his life with his family, with his job, and all that. So it's a straight up drama.
That's very important, especially today's society. There's so many more people that are depressed and they don't want to get out of their house. And with that film, is such an amazing opportunity. I want to get you on my radio show as well. And I got something else for you that I have a really good hookup in Miami for you. So I'm going to be back. I'm Dawn Reese, and we're going to get them back on the radio for a longer story and play their trailer as well. All right. Thank you so much, Chrissy. And we're back. And also in the next week, I have a film director that's coming in. He's got 4 movies on Prime. And it's amazing, all these film directors that I'm meeting. Thank you, Tony Armour from Sunscreen Film Festival. I like to thank people. And my major guest here is Margaret. She is actually our sponsor for our show, and I went to the Himalaya Salt Cave in Palm Harbor before the film festival on, Thursday or Friday? What day is it today? Tuesday. Yes, last week when I went to the film festival, I want to tell you, on Thursday, I felt so relaxed and so calm, and I was glowing, and that's all because I went to your Himalaya Salt Cave, and it made a huge difference. And before I introduce you real quick, Chrissy said I fell asleep and started snoring within 5 minutes. I was so relaxed, but I could tell in my skin and those massage chairs. Now, we didn't know that was there. So everybody, let me introduce Margaret. Give everybody your last name.
Hi, Schmihalski.
It's a pleasure. So tell us about the Himalaya Salt Cave.
Well,
there we go. More mic. Yeah. There we go. More mic.
It's going away. As you know, they are really great to treat any allergy problems, any inflammatory problems. It's not a cure. It's just to age you to feel better, to make you feel better. And you're not alone falling to sleep. Most of people, like if we have a groups, so there will be always one person who will fall to sleep and snore, and the rest of the group will complain about the person snoring.
Yeah, Chrissy said you were out. And I tell you, I relaxed and I do a lot of film festivals. I do a lot of events, but I felt so relaxed and so calm after being there. And it not just for that, any day to slow you down.
Exactly. I always describe like almost unplugging your computer and plugging back in.
Yes.
So unplugging your brain, resetting, and plugging back in.
Yes, and I bought one of those little lamps that have the rocks on top of it, the Himalaya rocks, and I put the eucalyptus on top, and I put the lavender, and my bedroom smells so good, and I fell asleep faster as well with lavender. My husband goes, I can't believe how fast you fall asleep.
I hope you're not snoring.
No. Only at the Himalaya Salt Cave. But, you know, also you have another couple rooms. Tell us, you have a foot detox over there.
Yes, we also have Ionic foot detox. And we actually are almost finished with the final touches for another salt cave.
Right. And what happens, people, when they put their feet in? I haven't had that done yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, come on.
I haven't
seen. Take some time.
I know. Next week.
Next week? Okay. Actually, this is ionic foot bath, and during the exchange between positive ions and negative ions, the toxin can be removed through the feet into the water. If I have to describe this in a
sentence. So the water changes colors.
Exactly, depending how toxic your body is.
So what is like the worst toxic that comes out? What color?
It's really black.
And what do you need after? If somebody sees that, they go, oh my God. I mean, how do they change their, do you tell them what to do? Or?
Yes, we do. We encourage people to change their lifestyle. It's really funny how different people detox and what rate they detox at. Mm-hmm. Some people water will be like really, really black and actually stinky. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know if you know this. We have a fresh air duct right above the ionic foot bathroom.
Okay.
So people don't smell that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yes. Otherwise, it could be.
Oh,
really,
so you have to have a clothespin on your nose.
Yeah, you could do that too.
So the other colors, so when it comes out, they know, so that's kind of flushing their body out, right? They're going to feel better.
Oh, exactly. Yes, definitely. Definitely, they will feel better. And they know right away.
Right.
If you, we offer combo. So if you do the 45 minutes salt therapy session and also half an hour of ionic foot bath, you're gonna walk out of our store like a new person.
Well, not even that. We went to the back, which I didn't even know was there, which is amazing. And we had a, would you say 30 minute or in the massage chairs?
20 minutes of the full body shiatsu.
Oh my gosh. Now I have a massage chair at home and it doesn't push in my shoulders as yours does. And your foot one where it grabs your feet and squeezes your legs and brings your legs up. That was phenomenal. And I'll tell you, that's, you know, when you take care of yourself like that, and the lazy river like Splash Harbor, of course.
Of course.
Floor. Yeah, we got to do that. But it makes a huge difference in your daily life. And now I can tell you, I've had so many comments, Dawn, you look so relaxed. You look so fun. And I was so giddy and just enlightened by the whole concept of the Himalaya Salt Cave.
Your body is happy, you're happy, right?
Exactly. I like that. And give everybody your website, your directions, where you're at.
We are on the corner of Route 19 and Alderman in Palm Harbor. And our website is Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Cave. And we have two locations, one in Palm Harbor and one in Orleans, Massachusetts.
Wow. It's so, they have so many amazing things in their gift shop, too. Now, I bought the foot. Now, you have to explain that. I bought two foot blocks that are Himalaya salt foot. Wait, is that what they're
blocks,
called?
Blocks. You heat them in an oven and you put your feet on it.
Yes. And what does that do for people? Because my husband goes, now what did you buy? And I'll tell you, it's relaxing. I have to wait for it to cool down a little bit from the oven, but it felt so relaxing. What does that do for your body?
It's actually, it's detoxifying your body too, and make you just feel good. And the the heat from salt is so deep and penetrating, just warms up your body and increases.
That is a great gift for somebody, you know, that is getting married, a birthday, and you give them these salt block feet. I mean, but it's made out of Himalaya salt.
Yes, they
and
are.
It was only $24 for the pair.
I think they are
something
24
like
or 26, yes.
Something like that.
Yes,
yeah.
For a pair.
For a pair.
Because people sometimes come to the store and ask us, oh, is that per foot? I said, no, we can't sell you just one foot.
And you also have the oils, the essential oils.
We do, yes, we do limit that selection because everybody has their own brand they like.
Right.
So we just have just few different.
But the eucalyptus, now I have tried, in the eucalyptus smells, it's strong. And I love that smell, you know. And so, I mean, I put that on a washcloth if I'm taking a bubble bath and put it on my face and I just breathe in the, yeah, she's beeping. That's okay. Yeah, no, she's a busy lady. Very busy lady. Tommy, have you seen
that.
The Himalaya salt cave yet? No, out there? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, definitely.
And Chrissy's telling everybody that she has sent all the flyers to where she lives. She's been promoting that on Google and gave it a 5-star as well.
Oh, thank you.
So she was putting that out there. And then also, I've been promoting it where we live. We have over 400 houses in our community that we have. So I've been telling, have you been over the Himalaya Salt Cave? They're like, what? And just breathing. Now, when Chrissy went, she had a little bit of allergy problem. And she said, you know, it didn't completely cure it, but she said she could breathe better, which is amazing.
Yes, we'll not cure allergies, but we'll make definitely feel you a lot better. You will breathe easier.
That's amazing. We always love to hear the little topics of the Himalaya salt cave. So you're driving, you're picking up your children, and you want to go relax in a day. Like I used to go to PJ National for the day. Go to the Himalaya salt. Now, I like the specials. Let me throw that out there. $25 on Wednesday for seniors.
Yes.
And how, is that what age over? 55?
55. Yes.
Or speed limit.
55 and over. On Wednesday, we have $25 salt cave session and $55 combo, detox combo. That means salt cave session plus ionic food bath.
Amazing. And I want to tell you, if you are going to an event, or maybe you're stressed out, or maybe somebody stressed you out, like I had a situation last week, and I was like, okay, how am I going to deal with this? I'm going to the Himalaya Salt Cave, and I'm going to relax my body. And I felt like everything negative left. You know, I mean, if there's a business associate that you're having to deal with, and you're like stressed out, and your husband's like saying, chill, let it go, let it go, like Frozen, let it go, and get over there. And, you know, and I don't let things bother me. That's the thing. You know, having God in my life and just centering, I just give it to Him. And I say, you just take this away, but I need to go to the Himalaya Salt Cave. So, but we have 3 minutes left, and it's such a pleasure. I don't know who's trying to call me here when I'm on the air. Whoops, hold on a second. But anyways, I want to let everyone know, if you go to sunkisscharters.com, that big poster behind me, and you look and you see, what is Sunkiss Charters? Well, we have a sailboat charter company that's a 37-foot endeavor, and we're so excited because we have our captain, my husband, my brother is another captain. They are certified. They went through the courses, 26 years. My husband's had his whole life in sailing, and my first mate is Lena, and all her pictures will be up there today. They're just redoing some of the website, and if you go to sunkisscharters.com and check it out, and we'll be ready within about 2 to 3 weeks. We're getting some final touches on that, and we're very excited, and I'll be doing all the promotion. And so when I'm doing promotion, what I want to get to you, I'm going to be at all the hotels, the restaurants. I'll be promoting Himalaya Salt Cave with all the flyers that you gave me. I have a few left because I did pass them out at sunscreen. One woman went, what? There's a salt cave nearby? I'm like, yes. And I'm like pulling it out while I'm interviewing. Like, Chrissy, get the flyer. So, and we just want to thank you for helping our show and making me feel great and healthy. And I love it when I can bring somebody over and they get excited about it, going, this is amazing. So again, give everybody your number, where to book. Himalaya Salt Cave.
You can visit us. You can find us on Google, on a website, and we have our phone number is.
Yes. Here we go.
There we go. Is 727-754-3979. Again, 727-754-3979.
All right. We've got, like he said, 30 seconds left. Stay tuned. Next week, we have a major film director that has 4 movies on Amazon Prime. I'll be putting that on my Facebook. You can find me on Facebook under Dawn Reese. Dawn Reese Show on Clapper, Dawn Reese Show on TikTok. And also go to YouTube and put in Sunscreen Film Festival 2021. You will see some amazing interviews with some film directors that I will be having on air and talking to them after I play their interview. And remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen and don't let the little things get to you, and just go to the Himalaya Salt Cave. That's all I can say. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see you next Tuesday. God bless you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.